Kimsey, first appearance on the show, the Sports Zone debut for Tyler Kimsey. What's going on, man? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. We're just getting prepared for state basketball, watching some film, getting ready to go to practice, and hopefully have a good mental day and get stuff figured out.
Has Will Gray prepared you for what you're about to go through over the next maybe 5, 6, 7 minutes?
No, not at all.
Okay, I was just curious if maybe he, you know, said, hey, these guys, you never know what kind of questions they might throw at you. So I was just curious if that had been the case or not. So you got the late one, and you decided that you're practicing late. Is that the sole reason for having late practices, because you are playing so late on Thursday night?
Well, that's definitely one of the reasons. The other reason is, if not, we have to practice in I call it the auxiliary gym, the smaller gym. The elementary gym is quite a bit smaller floor. It's just a little bit different, so we just wanted to get more of the spacing, make sure we were right there for offense and defensive purposes, and just make sure everything was a little bit, you know, more in line with how it's going to be up at the college and the event center. So between those two reasons, that's why we're going with the late practice.
What has this first year for you been like as the head coach for Pine Bluffs? I mean, you've got a really, really good team that you wanted to continue the success that Will had done the last few years. But what has it been like for you to kind of put your own stamp on the Pine Bluffs basketball program?
Oh, it's been great. There's so much turnover in high school athletics as far as athletes graduating and moving on. We're quite a bit different team than last year. You know, you lose a 6'10 kid and a couple of decent shooters, and you got to change a little bit of what you do. So we changed it a little bit, tweaked some things, and the kids responded well, and it took a little bit to get it figured out, but I think right now they're playing pretty good. They're excited, so, and they've enjoyed the process.
So what did you do to tweak things when you lost the talent that you had over the last couple years in that great run? To continue the run, what were the tweaks?
Well, we knew we were losing an excellent big guy, a great outside shooter. And Hunter Thompson and Kyle Steger shot pretty well from out there too for us last year. But, you know, this year I felt as a team, is 1 through probably 7, we'd be better overall shooters. So we wanted to spread teams out a little bit and open up some lanes in transition where you can move the ball around a little bit more freely, get some open shots that, you know, they're not layups or bank shots right off the glass, but there's still quality looks that we can get, and we got the athletes that can crash the boards offensively and get good second looks for us.
Tyler Kimsey joining us here on the Sports Zone, Pine Bluffs boys basketball coach. So you mentioned Hunter's name, you know, the leader of last year's squad, last maybe couple of years, but how has a guy like Hayes Fornstrom step into that role? Was it a pretty seamless transition for him? I mean, he was probably looked up to as well last year, but was it a seamless transition for him to be kind of the quote-unquote leader of this basketball team?
Yeah, no, he was ready for it, you know, especially after football season. He's the leader out there on the field, and he knows the routine, and he knows what we expect of him and underclassmen, and he wants to go out and compete every day, every practice. So he knew what was expected of him, and through the year, I think he's become a way better facilitator when he talks on offense and tells his teammates kind of where to go and gives them confidence, and, you know, tells them to shoot the shot or whatever. It helps teammates out tremendously.
Of the guys that returned from last year's team that had that tough loss in the semifinals, how much drive was there this year to you know, not only put that behind them, but go out and kind of redeem themselves from that end of the season?
You know, they were pretty upset about it. They were excited. Like I said, they had a great run in football. And I was happy to see that they were really excited for basketball to start, because they wanted to start that whole deal over and get another crack at it, which we're fortunate enough to be in this situation. We've been playing well and doing things the right way, and we get a chance to go and compete and hopefully finish it this year. That's kind of the goal.
You know, Andrew Fornstrom has been, you know, running the point for you guys this year. You know, he's a guy that played quite a bit last year and a little bit as a freshman too. You know, his assist numbers have been pretty phenomenal all season. You know, what kind of job has he done of just kind of stepping in and running the offense for you guys?
He's done a really good job. When we do some half-court sets, we usually try and make Michael Shane bring the ball down. He is a little bit better at starting the offense. Andrew is great in the open court when we're running, seeing lanes, filling lanes, and getting the ball where it needs to go. And he, like I said, he's just an amazing player as far as understanding when to pass it, when not to, when to run, when to slow it up and kick it out, when to hit the trailer, when to throw the guy slashing. I think he's almost at 7 assists and only maybe a touch over a turnover and a half a game. So that's an outstanding number.
You mentioned he's good at seeing the court in transition. You know, I've been seeing repeatedly on social media this year highlights of him throwing the ball off the backboard to Hayes or him throwing a lob to Hayes and that sort of thing. You know, am I just seeing the cream of the crop, or, you know, are they always consistently hitting those? Or, you know, do you ever have to just kind of stop and be like, guys, you know what, maybe you should rein it in a little bit?
Some people might want him to rein it in a bit, but they're athletes that like to compete, and they like to have fun. They like to show some emotion. So, I mean, I don't really want to take that away from them. That's part of their game. They've been doing that for as long as I've been seeing them play. If they get the chance to do something fun, they're going to try it. It's not anything personal. They just want to have fun.
So they're consistently hitting those. I'm not just seeing the highlights. They're actually, you know, there haven't been any that they've missed on this year.
Yeah, they probably hit 3/4 of them anyways. I'm sure they're not showing you the ones that they're missing.
That's a pretty good rate though. 3/4.
Yeah. There's a few that they miss. Like I said, in transition, someone will yell backboard, and obviously he shouldn't have thrown it off the backboard. There's a couple of people in the way. they do a pretty good job, really.
Tyler Kimsey joining us here in the program. All right, let's get down to it. Big Piney to open up. You know, you guys see a couple teams from out west early on in the season, but after that, it's a lot of Eastern teams and some from Nebraska. So what do you know about this Big Piney team that you're going to open up with on Thursday night?
Well, it's a lot easier now. You can get online and get stats from a lot of these people and get a lot of film relatively easy. I know that they shoot, as a team, their stats say they shoot 35% from three as a team, and watching some film on them right now, they got a kid by the name of White Rock that's an outstanding point guard. I don't know exactly how tall he is, maybe 5'8", 5'9". He's quick. He's a dynamic player. He's going to be really tough to defend, and they got a couple of good shooters surrounding him, obviously. So they'll present a big challenge for us, so we got to be ready defensively to talk and move and switch and rotate and box out.
You know, there's always, and I'm always kind of fascinated by the differences of styles between the sides of the state, the East and the West, and I really, you know, I like it because a lot of times you can see varying differences between the two sides of the state. Is that the case still in Class 2A with what you see from the East side, from the West side, or is it pretty similar styles of basketball?
You know, with the way we try to run a little bit, and there's a few teams on our side that are starting to run a little bit more, I think it's becoming a little bit more similar. I don't want to say on that side they don't play defense, because they do, but in certain situations there's a lot of balls just up over the top, a bunch of people leaking out, not a lot of great half-court defense. They try to pressure you and speed you up and get you to turn it over so they can get going the other way. And, you know, there's a lot of teams even on this side that try to do that. I think it's becoming a little bit more even.
Tyler, we appreciate the time. 9 o'clock Thursday night, you'll open up with Big Piney at the 2A State Basketball Tournament. Again, thank you so much. Best of luck this weekend, and good luck to the Hornets. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, take it easy. There you go. Tyler Kimsey joining us here on the program, Pine Bluffs Boys.